Now on to today's main story. If you've ever wondered what life is like inside the walls of the Dorchester Penitentiary, you'll have a chance next week to see inside the institution and hear from people involved with it. The Citizens Advisory Committee for the Dorchester Penitentiary is hosting an open house next Wednesday, November 8th. CHMA called up committee member and Sackville barber, Jerry Hicks, to find out more.
Jerry Hicks, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is the Community Advisory Committee affiliated with the Dorchester Penitentiary?
Okay, every prison in Canada actually has a Citizens Advisory Committee. They're actually mandated to do that by the Correctional Services of Canada. And each committee basically works with the system that they're working with. So in other words, we're working with Dorchester Penitentiary. We work with the inmates. We work with staff. We sometimes do mediation. We find out what's going on within the system. They're mandated to tell us everything that's happening and how it's happening or why it's happening. And we have sort of our input into that, you know, as citizens, as people in the community. Why are things happening? How are they happening? Why they're happening that way? So we're just there almost as an advisory body or a watchdog, however you want to see that or call that, I guess, just to kind of be that sort of community voice.
Okay. And you know, when you're talking to people at the prison, are you talking to the staff in Correctional Services Canada, or are you also talking to inmates? You know, how does that work?
Okay, so we do all of that, actually. So we meet regularly with administration once a month. And then each of us on our committee, we have subcommittees. So in my case, for example, part of my subcommittee work is to work directly with the inmate committee. So I meet with them regularly. I meet with the chaplain. In my case, I meet with the school, the teachers. So we each have groups that we meet like that. Others would meet with the seniors in the prison. Some would meet with the Aboriginal group, the Black group. And so there are many groups within the prison, and each of us meet separately and privately with inmates. We meet with staff regularly. We have staff speak to us regularly, maybe a psychologist or a nurse, doctor, you know, various security people from various angles. They speak to us about what they do within the prison system and why they do what they do and how they do what they do. So it's quite an in-depth kind of thing that we do.
Okay. Now, you have an open house coming up next week, inviting some people in to sort of see the how things work on the inside there. Why are you choosing to sort of open up the doors and invite people in?
So what we like to do there is part of our role as an advisory board or as a community that works with the prison system is to, I think what we'd like to see is for the public to have a better view of what a prison looks like. And I know that's something that is very mysterious for a lot of people. Like, how does a prison work? And it's sort of, in this case, it's been there for, I don't know, 150 years plus, I guess. And in this case, a lot of people in the community don't really have a sense of what happens there. So we've decided in the last number of years to open it up and try to create a bit more of an awareness. And it's a no holds back kind of situation where we invite people in for the day. We have tours in the morning into almost every aspect of the prison. They tour a range. They tour the school, the chapel, the areas where the prisoners meet, the gymnasium, like, and every you know, segregation, all sorts of different parts of the prison. In the afternoon is a talk time where various folks speak to us about their role within the prison system, and we'll have an inmate speak, security people, the warden, psychologist, and question and answer times. And we think it's just good for awareness, for people can kind of understand and it help take away some of the mystery of the prison, maybe the confusion, maybe the misunderstanding of what happens within a prison and misconceptions that maybe people have about what goes on there.
Who are you hoping, you know, will be able to come in for this open house? Who are you trying to reach?
Well, we've kind of invited a whole cross section of people. Like, every member of our committee will sort of reach out to people that we think that might be interested, and we try to make it sort of a wide range. So we spoke to, for example, to town council, invited folks from town council to come in. I'm a barber, for example, and so I would invite people that I'd regularly see in my chair that I think might have a perspective or an interest. We put it out to the university community, to the town. really anybody who is interested in just seeing how a prison works is invited. And we so far have a pretty eclectic group of people that have shown an interest. So that's exactly what we want.
How do people sign up? How can they get a seat in this open house?
So they can contact me directly, via text or phone, email, and just let me know that they're interested. We have a number of spots available still. We're taking about 30 people in total. So they can just let me know. And I think it's the cutoff date, unfortunately, is, you know, probably I could extend it to Monday, and the day is Wednesday, November the 8th, actually. So, but it's okay. We can take people right up until, I would say, Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, Jerry. Appreciate you telling us about this. CHMA will, of course, be there. And we're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the coverage, and I do hope folks will contact us and have an enjoyable day.
That's Jerry Hicks, a member of the Citizens Advisory Committee for the Dorchester Penitentiary, who is helping organize an open house for next Wednesday, November 8th at the prison. You can get more information or register by emailing Jerry at jerryezrahicks@gmail.com.